Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody to a special edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course with my mom. So Macaulay.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much, but I was gonna lead off the show, you know, as usual, with a little sports, a little hit with the Mets 1-1, tied 1-1 in the ninth. Well, actually top 10th, I should say. And talk a little bit about the Yankees win, a little bit about the NBA and the Knicks aftermath, what I experienced last week, and of course ended off with sports entertainment. I mean, with the WWE and The Rock returning tomorrow for his birthday. But breaking news, according to multiple news outlets, Osama bin Laden, the scourge of the earth, it's been revealed that he has been killed.
Yeah.
So that's major news. This guy, of course, was responsible for many attacks,
mm-hmm.
you know, on America and other countries, and that's the news. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's just been announced that Osama bin Laden is killed. So,
they're announcing why he died. They're saying, according to ESPN, that after many years of watching the Mets,
so according to you, ESPN said that Osama bin Laden died by watching the Mets. If that was the case, he would have died in 07 then. But speaking of which, South Park, he died twice in South Park. And I'm assuming that South Park is going to have him die again for the third and final time.
Oh, isn't South Park coming on this week? First episode, right?
Oh, yeah. This episode was funny. It might be giving it right now.
It was this past week, right?
Yeah, the season just started this week. Oh, it's at 11:30.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
Oh yeah, I better check that out again. But as I was saying, the Mets had a 1-0 lead, and they blew it with two outs in the eighth. They brought in Tim Burdick, who's supposed to be their lefty specialist, because they really don't even have any other lefty that I can think of off the top of my head who's in the bullpen. So
right.
Pretty much he blew the lead to Ryan Howard, which was to no surprise because they left like at least 11 men on base and they couldn't knock them in. Make a long story short, Chris Young, he pitched great, but he couldn't hold on to the win and he didn't get any run support.
Right.
And Mets are batting now, two outs, one on, two outs, and then in the top of the tenth. And
you guys are next on here?
Yep.
Oh.
Beltran up. Hopefully Mets could come back, but the odds of that happening went to none unless they could get a hit here. But you gotta believe. But switching gears to your Yankees, they won 5-2.
Yeah, Yankees. Even though we're not getting
the right is running.
People.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was gonna say that there's some key players that aren't performing right now, but Yankees, they're playing good right now. First
yep.
in the AL East. So we're keeping it up.
Yeah, the keys to the thing, to this season, the unsung heroes, you got Pallone and Freddie Garcia, Rock's double ganger,
mm-hmm.
doing his thing. You got Russell Martin, former All-Star contributing, and that's pretty much the recipe for the Yankees, doing well as they usually do. And Swisher hit a home run not too long ago to snap out of his homerless drought. It's all in all, typical Yankee season thus far.
As long as we stay in first and keep the Red Sox where they are, which is at the bottom, all good.
And hopefully Mets could send the Phillies to the bottom tonight, but they got a long way to go for that. The Phillies, I think, have the best record in the National League. Period.
Yeah.
And Philadelphia, they're chanting USA. So they finally heard the news about, and now they're posting it up on the billboard that Osama bin Laden, of course, which we love at the top of the show, was killed. But switching gears to something, I guess, slightly less is the words I'm looking for. I guess a little bit less more, I guess, horrific, I suppose. I didn't get what he's done. The post last week we went to the we went to the Knicks game, and of course as we dreaded, the Knicks got swept. And more to talk about it, the Celtics pretty much, had their best Jim Dolan impression and owned the Knicks that entire series.
It was pathetic. I mean, that was me and you first playoff game together.
Yep. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And my first playoff game, period.
Yeah.
for any of my sports.
And we got some we got some orange Knicks shirts that they were passing out. So but our seats weren't that great. So, you know, we could see, we had a good view over the game.
Yeah.
Even though we were in the nosebleed seats, but yeah, man, even from the beginning you could tell the Knicks were gonna lose.
Yep. They were like down by like 20. You could pretty much say that was all she wrote. They had like a brief run in the fourth to cut it down to four. Fans were trying to get into it a bit. You know,
yep.
But even us a little bit, you know, we kind of, you know, we, I mean, even though our minds should have told us that we weren't going to come back, but you know, our hearts, you know, kind of tricked us into thinking maybe we had a shot to tie this game up, but it didn't happen.
Well, yeah, I told you, hey, that was the reason I was going to see the Knicks lose so D'Antoni could be fired.
But that didn't happen yet. That's not going to happen. So it doesn't look that way. Looks like they're encouraging D'Antoni to finally hire a defensive coach, which he desperately needed, and that's what Sam fired in Suns. When the Suns GM, Steve Kerr, the former great, three-point shooter during his NBA days, he urged him to get a defensive coach. But D'Antoni, who's in love with offense, and you know, he thinks every game's an All-Star game, you know, with the point scoring. But hopefully, he will, you know, actually heed to their warning and actually hire a defensive coach.
Yeah.
Because that's what Knicks, I mean, along with a center. You know, the Knicks desperately need to improve on their defense because you can't outscore every team. And when you play against defensive teams, they will shut you down.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And
play some better defense.
Yeah, so they're most likely the choices they're looking into after picking up the option for Chauncey Billups. So Chauncey Billups will be back with his 14 million-dollar contract. You know, it was a smart move. You know, there's no other good point. There's no other point guards available right now for agency. So it was a great move for them this year. But here's the choices right now so far for them for the Knicks. Tyson Chandler from what team is he on? Is it the
Mavericks?
What team is he on?
Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, Tyson Chandler's on the Mavericks?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what Western Conference team he was on. Thanks for that. And, of course, Samuel Dalembert, a fellow ICN, you know.
Last time he was on the Sixers. I don't know if he was on the Sixers this year. Probably was, but I don't remember.
I think he's on Kings. I think he got traded to the Kings.
Oh, did he? Oh, okay.
You know, of course, he's not a scorer. You know, he could block shots. You know what we need.
Right.
You know?
That's true, but I don't know. I don't know about him.
But I would sign any of these guys for a 1-year deal, because you know, to hold out hope just in case if you know, we could get Dwight Howard, but most likely that's not gonna happen because there's rumors that he wants to go to LA and he wants to go to a place that's not cold. And another thing, we might not even have the cap space for all we know. Who knows? I mean,
yeah,
unless the Chauncey signs for significantly less next year. But then again, we're going to be going after Chris Paul or Dan Williams if he doesn't extend with the Nets past next year. So,
out of Dan Williams or Chris Paul, who do you think we should get in those two?
I don't would be fine with me. I mean,
Chris
I like
Paul didn't look the
Paul
same
better, but then again, Darren Williams. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, are enamored with him. You can't go wrong with either one. Chris Paul does have some knee history problems, but I wouldn't mind having either one.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
get Chris Paul.
Who would you rather?
Derrick Rose.
Well, we can't get him. I mean, we're not even putting Derrick Rose in this situation, in this equation, because guys are Chicago born. I mean, they're
on the best point guard in the NBA right now.
Oh yeah, no doubt about that. He's gonna be named the MVP most likely.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done.
Yeah.
And I was mistaken when I said it was the 10th inning. It was still the eighth when I was talking. It was the bottom eighth. Well, actually, it was the top of the ninth when I said it was the top of the 10. Because right now we're in the bottom ninth right now, and Mets are hoping that, you know, they can get it to the top of the 10th.
Oh, so you're in the ninth right now. Okay,
yeah,
so you're not next year.
Yeah, I made a mistake there. So apologize to the folks, you know, if any of them was watching. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah, by the way, Terry Collins, he made a stupid decision when I was talking about when he brought in Burdak to face Ryan Howard, because after Ryan Howard knocked in the base hit when the score was 1-0, after that, he brings in K-Rod in a 1-1 tie when he could have brought him in for the four-out save.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that made no sense, but it doesn't really matter now. So, but I guess, oh, yeah, by the way, Celtics did lose today to Heat, doing a little bit of the NBA playoffs.
And I don't give a damn about the Celtics or Heat.
Yeah, I want them both to get eliminated eventually, so.
Me too.
I've always hated Celtics and Lakers. I mean, forever, pretty much. But Heat this year has been public enemy number one, so I want Heat to get eliminated as quickly as possible. But then again, I wouldn't try if Celtics got eliminated first. As long as Celtics, Lakers, and Heat get eliminated and don't make it to the finals, then I'll be a happy camper.
Celtics should kiss my ass, and Miami Heat be drowning in Miami water.
Speaking of Miami, tomorrow, May 2nd, The Rock returns for his birthday bash.
Oh, yeah. I know you're excited for that.
Yeah, man. See how they're going to, further this John Cena-Rock rivalry, which is going to... The battle's going to finally take place in Miami, Florida, which Raw's going to be tomorrow. WrestleMania 28, Rock's return, first WrestleMania in 8 years.
Yeah, I want to see who's going to be the special guest.
Oh, you mean for that match?
No, just a special guest for his birthday party.
Oh, maybe, who knows, man? It could be my friend, man, for all you know.
I was thinking maybe Nick Foley, but, you know.
Yeah, I was hoping it was Nick Foley. Nick Foley wanted to come to the, you know, to the event. TNA gave him the okay to put, but WWE declined. Because I guess they didn't want to give, you know, a TNA guy any airtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But who knows? I mean, there could be a, you know, surprise. I mean, Coach, most likely, you know, he might make an appearance.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that, too, myself.
Yeah.
You could see Coach again.
I do remember hearing, like, what was it, like two months ago that the Genius was saying that how his brother, Macho Man, is going to do something big around, I don't know, this month or next month, but who knows, but... Could it be for WWE? Could it be for TNA? Could it be for something else? So who knows? But then again, maybe they wouldn't want a major, you know, if he does return, I'll shout out the event, but who knows? I mean, it's all speculation.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Nope.
It's tomorrow night. I'm feeling old.
Should be popping, but
yeah.
We'll see. And the Raw draft, I mean, it started off good. It had John Cena being drafted to SmackDown, which would have been his return in like 5 years. But then at the end of the match, Mark Henry turned heel and cost Team SmackDown the draft picks, and John Cena got drafted back. So, I mean, you know, Orton got drafted to SmackDown, and Cena got drafted to SmackDown. The tide would have been shifting to SmackDown, which they considered the B show, even though that show is actually where you'll actually see wrestling, really, instead of comedy skits on Raw. But
yeah, that is true. In SmackDown, you do see more wrestling than, you know, than bits. And
that's what was surprising when they let off the show, this week's show with the Battle Royale. You know what I mean?
Oh, you talking about Raw? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was strange.
Oh, and they had the Extreme Rules, but neither one of us watched it, so.
Yeah.
The listeners right now who probably watched or watching Extreme Rules know more about what happened in the event. Of course, they had Christian versus Del Rio, you know, in a ladder match, so whoever wins would win their first ever world title. Oh, Christian won, but
yeah, I have a feeling he won, most likely.
I think they want Del Rio to win.
You think so?
So they most likely would have made Del Rio win against Edge if they knew he had that problem, because WWE and professional wrestling, they love to have, you know, when a person has their last match, they want that, kind of like the Bret Hart situation, the Montreal Screwjob. You know, they want the guy who's gonna leave the company lose to the young guy, so it could boost up that young guy, and then the cycle continues.
Right, right.
But that's what most likely would have happened if they knew Edge, you know, had the career-ending injury. And they're pushing Del Rio. I mean, Del Rio won the Royal Rumble without even staying a year in the company. So I mean, They should give Christian his shot. I mean, this would be the perfect time for him to win it. You know, right, kind of like the when Eddie Guerrero passed away, Rey Mysterio, you know, he won the world title, the world heavyweight title. I mean, not to compare Eddie Guerrero's death to, you know, Eddie's, you know, career ending, but, you know, like the fans, you know, pulling behind the guy, you know, with a bad situation.
Yeah, I think Christian won. I have a feeling Christian did win tonight.
And I think Del Rio's going to win some titles in his young career, so.
Yeah.
This might be Christian's last hurrah for all, you know.
Yeah.
And then they got probably the most interesting match. It was a match since the Attitude Era. You got Layla versus Michelle McCool. Loser leaves Raw. I mean, leaves WWE.
You were telling me yesterday that you think Michelle is going to lose because she has to take some time off or something.
I heard that she has injury problems, so who knows? Maybe she'll leave, or maybe they want Layla to, maybe be a valet or something. Who knows?
Yeah, and maybe Michelle wants to have a baby with Undertaker.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the case. And speaking of people dating people, CM Punk wants to, you know, he wants to leave WWE when his contract ends so he could spend some time off. So that's one of the reasons.
Off of who?
What are you saying?
Who does he want to spend time off with?
Maybe most likely Beth Phoenix, because that's what they're thinking. Maybe that's the reason why she got drafted, because they're dating in real life.
Beth Phoenix is not bad. I'll bang the shit out of her.
Hey, that's a funny thing. That's why CM Punk has a nickname. CM stands for Chick Magnet. No, seriously, that's what I heard.
Oh, wow.
And he's dated, you know, some divas in his days. You know, Lita, Maria, Daphne, who used to be in TNA, among other, you know, divas.
I just get around.
Yep.
Chick Magnet.
But what surprises you think will happen tomorrow?
Man, that's interesting. I don't know, man. Anything can happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe John Cena attacks Rock during his birthday party.
Most likely.
Maybe, you know, maybe he throws cake in his face or something.
Maybe.
You never know.
Maybe,
something crazy.
Maybe attitude adjustment onto the cake. Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. You never know, man.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those type of shows, you know, that, you know, might actually be really, really, you know, interesting, but.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Coach might show up, or maybe even Stone Cold shows up tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right. Maybe Stone Cold might surprise him going to show up.
Yeah.
And tough enough, man. That, this season's been off the charts.
Yeah,
and you combine it, with the people who's trying to try out, you know, to try to make it in the WWE, and then you combine it with the guest host, the guest, you know, wrestlers or sports entertainment, I guess, performers. WWE doesn't want to call wrestlers anymore. And they actually literally censored Bret Hart's speech when he was when he said the word wrestlers. They censored it out.
What?
Censored it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how messed up it is. But it should be interesting. Oh, yeah, and plus they got that tag team match, Michael Cole and Jack Swagger versus Jerry the King Lawler and JR.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
I think this this feud is dead. Because of that BS call by the anonymous general manager who's been anonymous for like a year now, nobody even really cares who this GM is anymore because it's gone on too long.
Yeah, they've been dragging that thing for a year now.
I know. I mean, can you just tell us who it is already?
Yeah, I thought it was Stone Cold for a while there, but.
Yeah, I didn't think it was Stone Cold or The Rock or Shawn Michaels, you know.
I don't think it's anybody.
I don't think they know who it is. I honestly don't think WWE even knows who it is.
What if it's Vince?
It could be, but it would be stupid.
Yeah, because he's already the owner.
And didn't he briefly own, become the GM? Like, I think after he fired Bischoff.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Well, you know what time it is. So we'll be back next week. You know, talk a little bit more about the NBA Finals, what the Knicks are doing, baseball season, whatever goes on in sports entertainment, and everything else. So, that's next week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for coming on the show.
Yep.
And thank you folks for listening. See you guys next week.